I think that we have a lot to learn from understanding what happened with Theranos. But I wouldn't like us to lose the bigger picture. The bigger picture being that there's hundreds of companies out there that may be like Theranos eventually, many of them.
How do investors who want and care about getting accurate information out of a very opaque company, where should they look?
You know, I'll tell you, all this stuff scares me. And then there's a lot of stuff in Silicon Valley, actually, technical stuff, chip companies, telecom, even medical stuff that people don't understand. I urge people to make sure they understand. And it's, you know, sometimes it's not 100% possible. You can make a rule with yourself. So I don't really understand it. I'm not going to invest in it.
Whether founders can back up what they boast may depend on how vigorously interested parties demand to look behind the curtain.
I mean, there are several sort of checks and balances, and it could be the press, it could be the board, it could be investors. Theranos was a case where all of those entities let down their guard because the story was so great, and they believed in the mission, and they believed that success would be around the corner until it wasn't. There's a cautionary tale to be looking a little deeper into the underlying economics. I think boards clearly have to be more vigilant than they've been.
I mean, ask if it is a secret, but 90% of the time, I think in Silicon Valley, they're going to tell you it's a secret.
Now, a lot of these biotech startup companies, their IP is very important to them and they want to protect it.
There's indeed some tension between IP and peer review disclosure. With patents, it's possible to protect IP and at the same time allow someone to disclose sufficient information.
Even with patents and peer review, biotech founders and their funders may need to take a few leaps of faith.
You always think when you start a new science project, you don't know what the unknowns are. And so that naivete of not knowing what roadblocks you're going to hit, what you're going to have to solve along the way, I think that has a long way to go with being an innovator, right? The naivete, they joke, is a really important piece of innovation.
Yeah. You need money in science. You need a lot of it. But you don't know if it's going to work, but you need guidance.
We don't want to get rid of visionary people. We don't want to get rid of people who really take a shot at a very high-risk idea. We don't want them to think that if they do that, they're just going to end up in jail. We want them to take the best shot, but we also want to have some transparency about what is being done.
Just how much transparency is demanded of future visionaries may also depend on how much light the Justice Department shines on private markets by way of Holmes and Belwani.
A lot of entrepreneurs would love to have that much money. Why do you think that Theranos chose not to just keep its head down and keep the research going?
Once you've gone public and you've got this dialogue and mantra and there's all this momentum that you have to maintain, it's very hard to turn that off and go into stealth mode again for a period of time. So there was really, you know, that's a big part of it.
I think Elizabeth had a great big dream. I don't think there's any governors put on her, you know, no speed limits. But that's the case with a lot of people. Some work out, some don't. She made some bad decisions too. You know, I mean, she's not home free. But I always felt like she was fully committed to try to deliver the product and make the company successful, and to do that with all the energy she had. And she gave it her all. To a certain degree, like I said, you know, I know people are going to laugh when they say, how is she a victim?
Do you see Elizabeth Holmes at all as a victim of this culture?
I think to some degree she is. I mean, look, she was and is so young.
There's two ways that we can look at Theranos. One way is to say that it is a bad apple and that the people involved, the CEO or whoever else, were psychopaths and bad people. And they were cheating, and it's all fraud, and everyone else is wonderful and perfect. In a way, there's some sort of recall bias, to use a scientific term. If Elizabeth Holmes had managed to pull this off and get the technology up and running and develop something that worked, everybody would consider her a hero, you know, the most famous person of the 21st century, probably.
If I were fired or I had to start this company over, a lot of times in order to figure out how to get this right, I would, right? And I would just do the same thing over and over again.
Alexis Keenan here. Yahoo Finance wants to extend a huge thank you for watching our YouTube channel and to tell you that there's a lot more here that you can check out, including Yahoo Finance's very first documentary film, Valley of Hype. It's a deep dive into Silicon Valley's startup culture and the embattled biotech founder, Elizabeth Holmes. You can watch that right here starting August 30th. And don't forget to hit your subscribe button.